Hi guys, this is Farin.
And this is Jeffro.
And you're listening to
the Sunshine Talks.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the Sunshine Talks. Today we have Jeff once again talking to us about how we act and how we develop ourselves to be better people in the workplace. So our topic for today would be collaboration and productivity. First and for all, we'd like to start on how we can be more effective collaborators. So Jeff, tell us, why is it important to collaborate?
Aha, fellow collaborator here. Right, why is it so important to collaborate? I could not think of a better point than to leverage. Leveraging on each other is the most important thing as a collaboration, because that sort of gives us the chance, the opportunity to work with one another, using our strengths to its fullest, and perhaps with a little chance there as well that we may create something beyond our own capabilities. And I think that's why it's very important to collaborate. A lot of times we've seen people trying to do something alone. But when you put a whole lot of brains together in a single room, magical things happen. And I know that firsthand, because I've been in the same room with those people, and without contributing itself, I've gotten so many ideas for myself. This is one of them.
A lot of people have a mindset in the workplace, especially, if no one else is initiating collaboration, why should I? How do we address that?
It's precisely why you should be doing that, right? Because if no one else is doing it and you're waiting for someone else, then what's ever going to change? So the question is, why wait? Why not now? Why not be the one who do it? And that's what effective collaborators are. They take initiative to basically do something out of the different, to come up with something that no one has ever seen before. They make use of things around them. They become resourceful. And I guess that's precisely why you should be doing that if you've not already done that. Don't wait on a chance. Don't wait for people. Stop sitting there waiting for a miracle to happen. Make that miracle happen.
Would it be something that is too much effort, though, for someone to initiate collaborating in the workplace? What is the result of effort against cost for ignorance?
Too much effort? Personally, it's never too much effort. The main question that you should be asking yourself, or we should be asking ourselves, what's the cost for the outcome that we want, and what's the cost for the ignorance that we put in? So if we think of it that way, the effort really isn't much, right? Because everyone wants results. And if you don't go towards results, what are you going to get?
In terms of collaborators in the workplace, so one of the questions that we have posed here is, do you know anyone who is a better collaborator? And is this particular person somebody that you can learn from? I know a lot of people probably have thoughts and opinions about this, but Jeff, what do you think about knowing collaborators and what we can learn from them?
It's very important knowing people who are better than you. Often people mistake this as a sign of competition or a discomfort, having someone better than you or being judged in that sense. Change the perspective a little bit. I mean, this is also another good trait for a collaborator, right? Look at things from a different perspective. If there's someone better than you, that means he has something to offer that you don't. In another way around, you may have something to offer that he don't or she don't. So why not learn from each other? Instead of waiting for that person to come to you, why not go to that person and learn from that person? There are many things that we can pick up, whether it's the styling, it's the way of communication, it's the level of quality that the person produces, or it's the train of thoughts, or it's maybe, just maybe, from that person's background, a whole different set of eyes. These are things that contribute to different type of ideas, varieties of methods to complete a single thing. Don't be an island, be in a team.
So, having spoken about collaboration, people who collaborate within the workplace then turn out to be people who are productive. So, that then leads us to the topic of productivity and how we can be, quote, superstar, unquote, at work. So, how do you think we can be a superstar at work? And what is a superstar in the first place?
I'm glad you asked. But being a superstar is very subjective, right? Because the superstars that I see at work may not be the exact same superstar that you see. Because the way we think of a person could be very different based on how we communicate with them or based on what we observe with them. So what is a superstar? Basically, someone who has caught our eye, whether it's the level of quality work produced, the charisma shown at work, the presentation done, the communication, the leadership shown, or perhaps just how the way the person mingles around after office hours. So how do we identify a superstar at work, right? I believe that that's probably the next thing that we want to know. I think it just takes that particular second. Sometimes it's that split of a moment that person caught our eye, like I mentioned before. That person could be doing something very small to something very big. It could be the janitor who has done so well in upkeeping the cleanliness of the entire floor. It could also be that tea lady who meticulously served everyone good cup of tea or coffee and has all the cookies at the pantry arranged properly as well, which makes you feel so much at home or even at a hotel. Now, when you see that person, you feel that person may be a superstar. Or it could be, it just could be your colleague who just presented something and the way that she or he presented was outstanding, right? It was clear, it was on spot, and everyone understood, and perhaps even everyone applauded. And that's what made that person a superstar.
So in terms of bettering ourselves, what can we then observe from these particular superstars? What can we observe that we can then take into being more productive as people?
Fairly simple to answer that question would be, what can we see and hear from that person? It could be the dressing, right? It could be, like I mentioned earlier, the quality of work they've done. It could be the way they talk, the vibe they carry, right? The way they stand. Things that we can observe are plenty, right? We see from meetings, we see from after working hours, we see in and out of office. Sometimes we even observe how they walk to their car and who they speak along the way, because that shows character.
So having then made these observations, what are the strengths that we can build on from these observations to better our productivity in the workplace?
Let's all ponder about this a while. What makes them different? Without dwelling too far into details, right? You don't have to go into what's in their handbag, what's in their coat and stuff. But what makes them stand out and catch your eye? I think the keyword is just being different, or keywords per se. How do we leverage on that? Well, I use another keyword, right? Leverage. The strengths that we can build on is basically to leverage on the strength of others as well. If someone is so good at doing something, don't fight against that. Use that to your advantage, right? I'm a firm believer of working in a team, working with them, those who have outstanding skills, work with them and build on something far more special than you already have. And on top of that, like I mentioned, be different. You gotta be standing out in order to be outstanding. If you're gonna just blend in with the rest, how are you gonna be a superstar? If there are many chairs in the room, but not a single chair caught your eye, it means every chair is the same. But if there was one chair that really caught your eye, now that chair is that superstar. Same to you. You could dress differently, you could speak differently, you could act differently. It's yourself to decide. So find out what you're good at and be really, really good at it. And that's what superstars do.
All right, so to summarize, how can we be more effective collaborators and superstars at work in a nutshell? What are the key takeaways that we take from this particular topic?
Key takeaways. Superstars. No. Superstars. Okay. So in short, I think what makes us best at work, whether collaborator, whether it's superstar, is basically having clarity at work. And nothing beats that. Right? A friend once told me clarity is power. And I've been a believer of that ever since. If you have clear directions and you're clear with the work that you have, no doubt you can do an excellent job at it, right? Because you'll know how to go about it and you'll know what to do. The next thing is to leverage on the strength of others. Make them your strength. If someone can present better than you, use that. If your strength is in the details and not in the overviews, find someone else who is in the overviews and help you with it. And of course, last but not least, is putting people first. You want to be a superstar, but you offend the whole world? Guess what? You're not exactly the superstar. You're probably the worst star or the black star. And you don't want to be that. And that are the key takeaways on how to be an effective collaborator come superstar at work.
So I think that is all the time that we have today. And we hope that everyone learned a thing or two from today's topic. And we will see you again next week on the
Sunshine Talks. All right. Thank you so much for listening in. Subscribe to us for more of our talks. Thank you once again. And this is the
Sunshine Talks. Yay!